From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, James O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be able to come to you on this Monday with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth radio program. And certainly, I do thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we are going to be looking at one particular phrase that's found in the book of Philippians chapter 4. You'll say, you mean you are going to have a whole week of messages on one particular phrase in one verse? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's correct, because it's quite a verse and it's quite a statement. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Philippi, he says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." And the phrase that we are going to be looking at throughout the course of this week is that phrase that says, "So stand fast in the Lord." What does that mean? What was Paul talking about? How did that affect the Philippians? How does it affect you and me who are alive today? Well, that's what we are going to be focusing on throughout the course of this particular week. And therefore, the series is entitled Stand Fast in the Lord. You know, someone once said, and I quote, "The Church of Jesus Christ is under attack, just as Jesus predicted it would be." In John chapter 16 and verse 33, Jesus warned, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Apostle Paul echoed the Lord's warning in Acts chapter 14 and verse 22 when he said, "Through tribulation we must enter the kingdom of God." And then he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Well, not surprisingly, the church has faced persecution from its inception, end quote. And that's absolutely true. And there is no doubt about it, but that from the very beginning of the church back in Acts chapter 2, we find that the church has been under attack. The church has faced persecution. The church has faced ridicule. But the question that comes to our mind today is, what is the source of this attack? Well, as we study the Word of God, we find that it's not just the people who don't like us, or it's not just other religions or other cultures. It goes deeper than that. And when I'm talking about the attack on the church, I'm not just talking about the attack on the local church, as it were, but the attack is on those who make up the church, which, of course, is every born-again believer. You see, the moment we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are placed into the body of Christ. And the body of Christ, really, as we study through the book of Ephesians and other passages of Scripture, is the church. And so when we are talking about the church, we are talking about not just the local assembly, but all of those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We are the ones who make up the church. We are the ones who are under attack. We are the ones who need to learn to stand fast in the Lord. So the question is, what is the source of the attack on the church? Well, it's really threefold. It's the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Let's look at each one of those briefly. When we talk about the world, we are not talking about the sphere in which we live. but rather we are speaking of the evil satanic system that is diametrically opposed to God, that provides sources of temptation through allurements and enticements from which the Christian is to flee. Did you get that? Allow me to repeat it. The world is the evil satanic system that is diametrically opposed to God, that provides sources of temptation through allurements and enticements from which the Christian is to flee. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, we find that John there is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And he says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." And then in the verse before that, he says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." So, you see, the world is made up of sinful things and sinful ways under the direction of Satan himself, and is something that we are not to love. James tells us how serious it is to love the world when he says in James chapter 4 and verse 4, "Whosoever therefore is a friend of the world is the enemy of God." And it is sad to say that there are some Christians, because they are more like the world than they are the Word of God, have put themselves in the position of being an enemy of God. And that's sad. The world is attacking the church. The second entity that attacks the church is the flesh. And when we're talking about the flesh, we're not talking about that which covers our bones and our body, but we are talking about the fallen, unredeemed humanness that is vulnerable to sin that each Christian faces every day. Allow me to repeat that. The flesh speaks of the fallen, unredeemed humanness that is vulnerable to sin that each Christian faces every day. The fact of the matter is, the flesh is there trying to get us away from the things of God every day, day in and day out, and we need to be aware of that, and we must make certain that we don't feed the flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ warned us about that in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, where he says this, "Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The flesh is weak. It doesn't take much for the flesh to fall, because the flesh enjoys sin. The Apostle Paul dealt with that rather clearly over in the book of Romans chapter 7. And it really frustrated him that he had to deal with that flesh every day, to the point that he said in verse 24 of Romans 7, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And what was he talking about? He was talking about the flesh. The third entity that brings the attack upon the church and every believer is the devil, Satan himself. And we need to remember that Satan is the ultimate enemy of God, who energizes the world and the flesh in a very, very aggressive fashion. Again, the devil is the ultimate enemy of God, who energizes the world and the flesh in a very, very aggressive fashion. And so the devil works through the flesh and through the world to lure us away from righteous living and biblical truth. And, you know, the devil is very, very bold. You remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ began his ministry, that the devil even tempted the Lord. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." And I will tell you that if the devil is so bold as to tempt the very Son of God, then he is going to be after you and after me as well. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 clearly teaches us that, where it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." And so what we see is that the devil unites and invigorates the world and the flesh to attack the church every day, to attack you every day, to attack me every day. And it's important that we recognize that, because if we don't recognize that, and if we don't guard ourselves against that, then without a doubt, we are going to stumble, we are going to fall, and we are going to fail in serving our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's why the Apostle Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, "So stand fast in the Lord." My question to you as we draw to the end of this program today is, are you standing fast in the Lord? The only way to be victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil is to stand fast in the Lord. If you're not standing fast in the Lord, if I'm not standing fast in the Lord, then we are going to stumble and fall and fail our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. And so throughout the course of this week, I trust that you'll be able to be with us as we talk about this concept of standing fast in the Lord. Tomorrow, we will identify what it means to stand fast in the Lord and then continue our study. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio, because I believe that this is a very significant concept to take into consideration. Many Christians have fallen because they did not stand fast in the Lord. So I trust that you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue this study. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.